Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized, John 3:23. John preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, Luke 3:3. John was the messenger that announced the coming of Christ and prepared the way for Christ. Those who heard John were to turn their hearts to Christ. The multitudes came to be baptized of John, for they believed his message. John was baptizing in an area where there was much water. Water is the element that God has chosen for baptism. A traveler heard Philip the evangelist speak of Christ. His heart was turned to Christ because of the message which he heard. His question to Philip was, "Here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Acts 8:36. Have you been baptized in water? But baptism requires much water, for baptism is a burial. Sprinkling or pouring does not meet the divine requirement of baptism. One must be buried in water, for baptism is a burial into the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. These three occurrences in the sacrificial atonement of Jesus for the salvation of humanity are performed in our obedience to the gospel message of salvation. Listen to Paul's words of inspiration in Romans 6:3-6. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Notice that the inspired writer used the terms of burial and planted. This requires much water. Also in Colossians 2:12, the scripture states, "Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead." Just as Christ was buried and raised from the grave, so the baptized believer is buried and raised when one is baptized into Jesus Christ. Have you been buried and raised in water for the salvation of your soul? Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.